group pushing for more education funding is testing out the idea of a tax hike. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Brian, our schools now took this initiative to the public for the first time last night in one of seven planned public meetings across the state, and it got lots of support and a lot of criticism.
People always say, let's just not throw more money at education. I'd like to see us try it.
The plan isn't detailed enough to really put it into a place where we go, okay, the money's really going to make a difference.
Taxes would go up by $416 a year for the median household in Utah. To get at least $700 million, and supporters say that money would help teacher retention and other programs. Our schools now still has time to make adjustments to their plan. They have to gather enough signatures by April to get it on the November 2018 ballot. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, mixed reaction last night in Salt Lake Avenue's neighborhood to the Our Schools Now initiative. It was a public hearing last night. This initiative would put both income and sales tax increases on the November 2018 ballot to benefit education.
If I had people to help me with these children, I would be more successful.
What about the 0.08 sales tax increase for those that are poor? It might not hurt your pocket, but what about people that are below the poverty line?
Teachers, business leaders, and Salt Lake County lawmakers spoke in favor last night. Taxpayer groups and others spoke against it. Six other meetings scheduled throughout the state this summer. The group needs to get more than 113 signatures by April. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.